Follow Cape Talk on Twitter at Cape Talk. Today with Kino Cummies.
Only on Cape Talk.
And welcome to it. Remember, you can call in on those numbers 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. I don't have to tell you that the weather has been fantastic of late. More sunshine than usual. We love the rain, though, and we still want more to come. We don't want to find ourselves in that perilous situation where we might be running out of water. But it is welcome when we have the type of weather that we're having today, for example. And this means we can finally enjoy many destinations that are fun and adventurous. And this morning, you are joined by a very patient Matthew Stern, senior photojournalist at Getaway Magazine, to talk about some of the lekker spots that you can check out when it comes to adventurous traveling. So, Matthew Stern, great having you on the show, and thank you very much for being so patient with us.
You're welcome, Kino. Thanks for the chat.
Lekker. So when we talk about adventure travel, define it for me. What exactly is adventure? I mean, for some people, setting up a tent is adventurous.
Yeah, you're right. I think people see it differently. You get soft and hard adventures. I think for some people, a walk along the beach might be an adventure, and others it might be bungee jumping.
Exactly. So let's talk about the type of adventure tourism that you focus on.
Yeah, so we look at across the board. We do lots of hiking and kayaking. We always like to show people how they can get away. I recently went on a trip to Swaziland that was particularly adventurous, climbing down channels into mountains and stuff like that. But we like to look at all kinds of trips that people like to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, yeah. I mean, where do we start? I mean, let's start local, shall we? Local is always lekker. Are there any specific spots that are popular right here in the Western Cape that we should potentially look at?
The one I wanted to just talk about, because it's so new, is something called the Vestkus My 16-Mile Beach Challenge, which is a two-day slackpacking trail going from Eersefontein up to Langebaan. I think they're really just in the process of launching. We've got some journalists leaving on it shortly. And that's 60 miles, so it's about 26 kilometers from Eersefontein to the West Coast National Park.
Wow. 26 Ks, but you do it over 2 days, right?
Well, you arrive at midday on the first day, and then you go check out Eersefontein, you go to the NSRI, you have some drinks, you have a West Coast dinner, and then you wake up at 5 o'clock the next morning, and then you do the long hike. So they say it's about 7 to 8 hours, and you're walking for the 26 kilometers, but I suppose it's flat the whole way, so that should be a good thing for the hike.
That's on the sand, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. Like I said, we haven't gone. We're about to go next week, so it's on the sand. It says it's the longest uninterrupted sand beach in South Africa. So, which can be tricky because after a while you're in the sand, but can be quite difficult. But you can walk in the hard parts of the sand, and then that should.
The harder bits is normally where it's wet and the waves are, and you can sort of get yourself splashed, etc. If it's a really warm day, then, you know, all strength to you. So that is wonderful. So when would, mere mortals like myself, for example, be able to go on one of those walks?
Well, I think they're open to booking, so as you can contact them immediately, and I think they have launched it this year.
Okay. Some of the things that we need to consider, though, so we want to get involved in adventure tourism, obviously, if there's kayaking involved, you need to get a kayak or you need to rent a kayak. But what are some of the basic essentials that you need to have at hand, when doing these things?
All kinds of adventures or kayaking in particular?
No, not kayaking. I mean, generally speaking, if you go on an adventure, I would imagine for me, I would never not take my Leatherman with me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is a new Leatherman on the market, which is we're busy putting together our December gift guide, which is a big issue for us. And Leatherman this year have brought out a new range, which they say they're most excited since their launch in 1980, because it's a one-hand Leatherman. So they call it the Leatherman Free. And there's little magnets connecting it together. So if you are working on something and you only have one hand free, you can open it and it's like a butterfly knife. So you can kind of do that cool move when you like flick it back and forth and it'll open. So you just need the one hand to open it.
Oh, so you don't have to push any buttons or anything like we normally do on the other ones.
And so it's got all the normal features, but it's just a bit more, yeah, just easier to use with the one hand. So they're very excited about that launch, and we're going to feature it in our December issue too.
I see that Outdoor Warehouse has a Leatherman Free, and they're going for about $3,900. Is that a different one?
No, that sounds like the same one. It obviously is a premium brand, so it is quite expensive, but you pay for what you get, I suppose.
Well, I tell you, I've got, and I don't even know what they call the darn thing. It's a Leatherman, the black one with the yellow, and you can light a fire with the one bit, and I don't know what it is. It's black and yellow, beautiful Leatherman, and it's okay. The one thing that I do not travel without. Always find it useful. And the nice thing, you've got that the sort of lifelong guarantee on the Leatherman as well, which just makes it, I think, an awesome tool to have on you when you need it, quite frankly.
Yeah, you should have it forever. Do you use the lighter to light your fires?
I haven't, and I do try and carry matches on me. You know, maybe one day when someone decides to take me on bushwhacking and leave me in the middle of lion-infested fields, there are many people who would like to do that, then maybe I can light a bit of a fire, but I haven't really tried it. I've gotten a spark out of it, but I haven't actually lit a fire, to be honest with you.
Well, it's there if you need it.
Exactly. So what are the other things? So Leatherman's one thing that one should generally try and take with you, because you never know when you're going to need it. There might be something you need to cut, a piece of wire, whatever. So that's pretty good. What other things? I mean, other than water, which is another good thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, and then there's always, obviously, sun protection is key if you're going to be outside in the day, all day. There's that, just always taking a hat and a bag and water. I haven't got any particular items I'd like to mention or have in mind.
That's fine.
That's just always the first rule.
I always encourage people to call in and talk about their little go-tos when it comes to traveling, adventure traveling, or any other traveling for that matter. Any other spaces that we should be considering? I mean, that walk up the West Coast sounds phenomenal, but maybe another gem that we should go and check out.
Well, we've been looking at kayaking a lot recently because it's such a fun way to move around, and it's really accessible. Most people can get in a kayak and have a little paddle. So some of the options available, there's a local one, and then there's one on the fringes of the Western Cape and one further afield in Zanzibar. But the local one is run by a company called Shark Warrior, where they will take you on two-hour paddling experiences down in Simonstown.
Okay.
So they go from Seaforth Beach, and they'll take you on a two-hour trip down to about Windmill Beach, and you go past the penguins. So you will see the out, and then you back on Seaforth Beach about 2 hours later, and then they can also take you snorkeling there. So you go snorkeling in the kelp forest. You see gully sharks. You don't really see the seals there, but you will see the penguins, who are very curious and will come out and check you out as you snorkel along.
Wow. As long as I don't see other sharks, I'll be very, very happy. But you've given us some lovely take-homes there, Matthew Stern. Much appreciated. Can't wait to see the photographs of that long walk, by the way. Matthew Stern, senior photojournalist at Getaway Magazine.